Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is a game day here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Right now we go behind enemy lines as we take a look ahead at tonight's opponent in preseason game number 2 for your Washington Commanders, the Cincinnati Bengals. Joining us right now on the guest hotline to do that is our pal Paul Daner Jr., senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Cincinnati Bengals. You can give him a follow on the X app at Paul Daner Jr. Paul, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's happening?
Good, man. Appreciate you giving us some time. Obviously, you are swimming with news right now up there in Cincinnati. It's been quite the offseason for you guys. We'll start with the hot-button topic right there in Cincy. Trey Hendrickson, what is the latest you could tell us on that situation, and do you think we're getting any closer to a resolution here?
We call it Trays of Our Lives around here because – it's just sort of, this has been going on throughout the entire offseason. Every, you know, it kind of feels like there should be a new episode every couple of weeks. We hadn't had one in a couple of weeks.
Right.
He last returned and ended his holdout and decided to hold in. You guys are familiar with that process there.
Right.
I mean, it's just kind of the par for the course where there's always been some kind of a drama. I don't know that there's anything necessarily new. The Bengals are listening to offers. They also have a very high price, the same way they've had a very high price that anybody would have to pay in terms of them getting something back, on top of, obviously, a team that acquires Trey Hendrickson having to pay him what he's looking for. And then on the other hand, the Bengals are also not willing to give him the amount of guarantees that he's looking for right now. And so it's sort of, what is he? Is he a player that demands this return from another team, or is he a player who demands this level of guarantee? It doesn't always kind of connect exactly what the Bengals are doing, but I don't think they have any real interest in trading him. I think that they plan on him playing here this year, and they expect for this deal to get done at some point. I think this is just the latest round of gamesmanship from Trey's side, trying to see if they can drum something up and remind everyone that he's going to continue to be a distraction.
For our listening audience that is not, you know, privy to what's going on up there, what is the asking price that the Bengals front office is currently asking for in exchange for the all-pro pass rusher?
I mean, our reporting at The Athletic, you know, right now, it's basically a first-round pick in 26 plus a young defensive player. They can't, you know, if they would have made this deal back in free agency, getting picks would have been enough,
right?
Because they could help them this year. If they don't get something that can really help this year's team, it's such a hard loss for a team that is in the Joe Burrow Super Bowl window here with a great team on offense specifically that can carry them. So I don't see any world that they would make a deal that didn't have a decent young player coming back, probably on the defensive side of the ball. And yeah, they're the Bengals, so they're going to want a first-round pick too. It's not going to happen. No one's going to give them that. It's just it screams what we all know. They don't really want to trade them. And so I think that's kind of where it stands right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough pill to swallow if you are a Bengals fan. Obviously, you know what he means to that defense, one of the best edge rushers we have in the National Football League right now. But the money getting funny up there in Cincinnati. So let's shift our focus to tonight here for a little bit while we have you, Paul. I feel like when you're an NFL team and things aren't going the way that you want, you try to do different things. You throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. From Cincinnati's standpoint, well documented, the slow starts that they've gotten off to early in the season under Zach Taylor here. What have you seen from them? What has their messaging been in terms of how they were going to treat the preseason? And then how long do you expect to see starters here tonight, if at all?
You know, they've treated all of August very differently.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. They have one win in the first two games of the season since Zach Taylor arrived back in 2019. It's been a problem, and it's very different this year. And I don't know if it was change for the sake of change or if it was necessarily totally calculated for a reason, but I think they recognized that they needed to shake it up. And so things from as small as changing the time of day that they practice to the type of practicing they do, they specifically opted not to do joint practices this year when they always have in the past because they just really wanted to focus on themselves. They turned a bigger light internally into creating better chemistry within the team. Again, that whole be about yourself type thing. To have a team that had more chemistry and momentum entering week one. The other side of it being what y'all will see tonight is you're going to see Joe Burrow. You're going to see Ja'Marr Chase. You're going to see T. Higgins. You're going to see the starters for a quarter. They played a quarter last week in Philadelphia, and that's not something that they've done. I mean, Joe Burrow had only dropped back to pass in the preseason 9 times in his entire career. And there he was out there leading 2 full touchdown drives against the Eagles last week. He's asked for more preseason play time. He's wanted that, but the problem is, every August, he's had some sort of major issue he's dealing with, from an appendix to the wrist to rehabbing from ACL to a calf injury. Every year, it seemed to be something. Right now, he is in as good a spot as he has been in his career in the preseason. And so he's getting his wish. He's getting to play, getting some live reps that he feels like he needs, because he has been part of the problem with their slow starts.
Well, yeah.
Early in seasons, he's been one of the biggest reasons they haven't been able to win games. So, yeah, he's out there now, and everything kind of looks and feels different this time of year for the Bengals.
So you expect to see the starters for about a quarter. Good news for Washington is they're, you know, going to get some of their starters' feet wet for the first time this preseason as well. So definitely looking forward to that matchup. You know, we're dealing with a little bit of a hold-in situation here at our nation's capital, right, Paul? Terry McLaurin coming off of the PUP list on Saturday. This is my first time on air since that has happened, so we've been reacting to that here throughout the show. The one thing that, you know, I think fans continue to be concerned about here is, you know, is he going to be available for week one? And if he is available for week one, what version of Terry McLaurin are you going to get? Seeing what you all dealt with last year in Cincy with Ja'Marr Chase kind of holding in, what type of situation was that? Was it a situation where he's on the side field out there watching practice? Because it feels like with McLaurin, Cliff Kingsbury had some pretty, you know, specific comments on Friday saying, hey, like at some point you got to get out here. And then obviously he's taking off PUP this weekend, so you wonder how that influences it. But like for McLaurin, you're not working out. You're participating in meetings. Is that like status quo for these hold-in situations, or was Ja'Marr doing a little bit more?
You know, the biggest thing was, yeah, I mean, in meetings and out at practice. You know, we called it hat watch. It was, he'd be out there in a hat and a t-shirt every day. We'd document that. The one thing that he started doing as the season got closer was working out in their indoor facility on his own, either before or after practices, so no one could see. A lot of times they tried to do it so no one knew it was even happening, but you'd see him come back on the golf cart from the indoor. If you were leaving it or showing up at odd hours, He was doing that to get himself physically ready to get that workout in that he wasn't getting by not practicing, but it was part of it. And I'll tell you this, you know, experiencing it through Jamar's eyes last year, you know, he had some trouble early in the year kind of handling the frustration mentally in terms of, you know, he termed it, he crashed out in Kansas City in week two. He had a costly, unsportsmanlike penalty where he just kind of blew up, and you could sense it was something that had been bubbling inside of him for a month. He played poorly in the opener against New England, a bad loss for the Bengals, where he didn't have his rhythm. Even with Joe Burrow, a guy who you'd think he could just pop off the bench and immediately find that rhythm with, and you could sense that frustration. After that, well, it was fine. He did go on to win the Triple Crown. So, like, he could put it behind him. But the early portion, it did take a couple of weeks. And the mental frustration side is the thing that I would warn about with Terry McLaurin, because that does build. Like, you can say all the right things, and you can say it's not affecting you, and you can just go out there and play if you get the deal or don't. There is a big mental side of getting back out there and dealing with that on top of just trying to find your football rhythm again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Joined right now by our guy Paul Daner, who covers the Cincinnati Bengals for The Athletic. Give him a follow on the X app at Paul Daner Jr. Paul, Shamar Stewart was a big story also this offseason. I saw the report last week that he got a little bit too close to Joe Cool, and that led to some fireworks out on the practice field. What have you seen from him, though, as a prospect here in his rookie season here in his first training camp?
Yeah, I have a story up this morning on I don't think I've seen anybody flip the narrative as quickly as Shamar Stewart has. I mean, he was kind of a pick that they took in the first round, and you know, he had 4.5 sacks in 3 seasons at Texas A&M. It was like, oh, fans were just like, you got to be kidding me, some project, right? Even as athletic as he is. And then he had a very contentious holdout. He was taking shots at the organization. He left minicamp, and the word bust is being thrown around. And it was all, it just felt like it was all kind of the walls were kind of caving in around him. And then he's come in, and over the last 3 weeks, he's been the talk of camp.
Really?
He's been great. He has made a play every day. He has done and said all the right things in terms of taking it, you know, one practice at a time, continuing to be disruptive, learning, you know, have it really kind of forming a great relationship with his defensive line coach. You mentioned him hitting Burrow the other day. Afterwards, he immediately, it was partially his fault. Certainly he was kind of falling into him, and yeah, there was a scuffle afterwards, but he immediately went up to Joe afterwards and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, it was an accident." And Burrow just said, "Hey, it's okay. Just do that on Sundays."
Yeah, right.
And it was all good, and everybody was fine with him. But you're seeing him, and they're speaking about him in tones of, man, not only is he doing and saying the right things, this guy who maybe was viewed a little much of a project is going to be the type of guy that can really help immediately this season, and exactly what they thought they were getting at number 17 overall. So it's been a big win, despite how bad it started and looked like it would be when he was going through that holdout.
The run game for Cincinnati, an area that I know they've kind of been a work in progress with. I know Chase Brown is probably the lead dog in that backfield. The run defense for the Commanders last year, one of their biggest Achilles heel, third worst in the NFL in terms of rush yards allowed before contact. How formidable do you think that Bengals rushing attack is, and what are you expecting to see tonight as they take on this revamped Commanders front?
I'm going to give a gift to your fantasy football listeners.
Okay.
Draft Chase Brown.
Yeah.
Draft Chase Brown.
Yeah.
They are going, you know, last year, the second half of last season, he took over the starting job. He was fifth in the NFL in yards from scrimmage over that span. They have now, they fired Frank Pollock, the previous run game coordinator, and kind of got together offensively and rebuilt the run game a little bit around Chase Brown. Cause last year it was Zach Moss and right. Chase Brown. They didn't really know what they had. They've kind of reformatted it to be more explosive to his skill set specifically. You know, he's not going to play 100% of the snaps, but he's going to be the vast, vast majority. You know, very much like prime Austin Eckler vibes to his game.
Okay.
They use him a lot out of the backfield. And, you know, he's just really explosive with the ball in his hands. And he showed that last year. He's got this great chemistry with Burrow coming out of the backfield on off-script plays. It was a real game changer for them when he took over full-time. And I think the run game this year with him, the way they've kind of changed it around a little bit, they expect to be even more dynamic than it was last year. So, yeah, I think that's in a really good place. And Chase Brown is the name I tell everybody whenever they ask me in terms of fantasy in the Bengals offense.
Well, there we go. Paul, we appreciate you giving us some. Actually, one quick aside on the way out, and you can be brief with this as we're blowing out the clock. But Dylan Fairchild, man, that was a guy that I was pretty high on coming out. How has he looked in this offensive line, and is he running with that first team?
He is. They cleared the deck for him to be the starter the moment they took him on draft night, and he has come in and been the starter for every rep. And in his debut last week in Philly, he was great.
Yeah,
he looked really good. He's pretty much cemented as starting left guard right now, and all signs were good. He'll be another one that they'll be watching very closely tonight to see that continues.
Yeah.
But they've got enough problems with their offensive line depth and at right guard. Yeah. They're very lucky that they don't have to worry about Dylan Fairchild right now, and he has come in and been as solid as he's been.
Good news for Bengals fans. Intriguing news for us here in D.C. is we'll get to see our revamped front four go up against this Bengals offensive line. Paul, we appreciate you as always, man. Thanks for making some time for us.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.